fruit patches, you know.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. But the field crops were never dead, and have to.
Because your land was already...
all rich, you know.
Uh-huh,
growing good stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And rich land, do you ever, have you ever heard people call that fertile land? They ever
said
it's fertile or something?
I don't know whether it did or not.
Now land, the flat, low-lying sort of land around the stream or something, you call that type of land, it's right down around the river or by close to a stream, you call that kind of land?
Bottom land.
Yeah, and land that's just, that you don't really, it's not really good for anything except like raising grass and raising clover and hay, you call that kind of land?
Pasture.
And land that's got water standing in it all, just about all the time, you call that?
Swamp.
And what kinds of, different kinds of soil would you have that you have worked in your, that you worked on the farm?
Well, we were bottom land most of the time.
Uh-huh.
And of course we've had the upland, you know, and the uplands where we raised a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any sandy soil?
Yeah, we had sandy soil and black soil and red soil and everything like that.
You just had everything. Did you ever have anything that was kind of a part sand and part clay mixed together?
Yeah.
What did they call that?
They just called it mixed land.
Have you ever heard of anything called gumbo?
Yeah. In the bottom, you know, that is black land in the bottom.
Oh, that's what that would be. Mm-hmm. What about sandy loam? Have you ever heard of
it? Yeah, that's sand and other land mixed, you know.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. And, did you ever know anybody to have to drain off a swamp or anything to use that? Have you ever heard of anybody having to drain off swampy land?
Yes, drain it.
Yeah.
Put a ditch.
Oh, that's what they do. Yeah, that's what I was wondering if they...
make a ditch to drain it.
That's what they have to do. And you were telling me you had a creek close to your, close to your house. What would you call something like a creek, only smaller than a creek?
Branch.
And what about bigger than a creek?
River.
Yeah. And if there had been a heavy rainfall or something and there was like it in your field, it made a kind of a cut
draw.
Out. Oh, it make a what?
Draw.
Oh, yeah. It make out a kind of, that's what I was wondering about, is what you call that. And if there was a real deep place, like between your fields.
Ditches.
Uh-huh. And then just a small rise in land, you'd call that a...
no.
And then the next thing above that would be a little bit taller would be a...
I don't know what that...
what about a hill?
Hill, yeah.
That's what, would that be?
A
would
hill.
You think, that is taller than...
yeah, it'd be a hill.
Uh-huh. And then the real tall would be
a mountain.
And on the side of a mountain, what would you call a steep drop-off?
Cliff.
And now, have you ever seen a place like up in the mountains where the road can go through a low place?
Tunnel.
And then when it's when it isn't all the way through a mountain, but when it's just like between cliffs or something. Have you ever heard of, isn't that called a gap?
Mm-hmm. It's called a gap in the mountain.
That'd be what they'd be called. And what about a